and under God. That is the proclaim, the message we heard through the unbelievable events that we went through as a whole nation 10 years ago. Where are we? Are we one nation under God? Usually I do not bring my opinions to the pulpit when whatever political stuff is going on. I try to be separated church from the Lord and government seated there. But in this morning, I was so upset that at the ground zero, there was no prayer. We are the one nation under God. What kind of a nation under God we are as a nation? Our country has been formed in the spirit of the Christianity. Followers of Jesus Christ, they got together and built this country. Every Sunday we get together and worship God, this is the one true God. And then as time goes by, and then we are defining this God in many different ways in this country. But still, we should not forsake our true God, true identity as a one nation under God, which founding father, based on this scripture, created. In this morning, as a followers of Jesus Christ, a true Christian, true nation, in this morning, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, we got together to define this God. Every morning, every worship, we are reciting the Apostles' Creed because it is necessary for us to know what kind of God we are believing. Define God we believe in, it does not mean that we are excluding other people. By knowing who we are, we can embrace other people because of the God we believe is the loving God, agape God. But theologically, we define this God in a three way: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In order to put some word into our mouth that we are reciting the Apostles' Creed, during this time of the year, we are redefining our faith by reciting it. And then we try to give some meaning into it instead of serving God with our mouth, but serving God with our heart and in action. Our God is a live God. First statements of the Apostles' Creed is, I believe in God. What kind of God? God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That is a first statement. Our God is the Father God, Almighty God, who created a heaven and earth. Why? Because our God is a Father. Here, I would like to make some connotation, clarification about the fatherhood, what the language in here. When we Christian church use the God to be Father, it does not mean that God is a male God. And then if you and I remember what we talk about, the name of God, God's true name, spell YHVH. Do you remember? The people cannot even name God, pronounce God, because God's name is so holy. God cannot be defined by human being, but just put some word in it, that's God. But later on, we try to call God in our own way. How can we call God in our own way? Because we have a language in our society, and the top leaders of the society back then was the father. The fear of the father is leading in their society, providing all the need to the family, caring for the family, do extra stuff for the family. God is that figure they believe. So they decide to use the language of the male figure, Father God, instead of Mother God. Because of the society, this creed was drafted. And this creed, an apostle's creed, is drafted in the second century. And back then, a woman's role in society, in the church, was not recognized. But a male only. Because of the social context, this creed was drafted. We are using Father God. And those people who do not have a good relationship with the Father, you may use the word Mother God, Creator God, or some other types of adjective. If you can give some adjective that God who cares for you, it does not necessarily to be Father God in your context if it is not applicable. But is it the characteristic or essence of God needed to be revealed, whatever adjective you would like to use? Since I brought up in the traditional church, I got used to say God the Father. Father God. That is my language because I brought up in the culture and in that tradition. So by using the word of Father God from me, from my mouth, it does not mean that I'm claiming God to be the Father. God to be the caring God. Here, if you remember that the today's passage in Matthew chapter 7:11, it defined the Father God here. If you then, due to the time, I'm just going to read it for you. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give a good gift to those who ask him? That is a fatherhood. That is a caring God we are defining here. Father in Hebrew is Abba. Abba. Not the father, but it is daddy. You are my daddy. That kind of intimate relationship, this word is caring. But we Christians, you know, the former setting, we try to formalize God to be Father. How many of you call your father, Father? I rarely heard the children call their dad as Father. You know, they call Daddy, Papa. That shows the intimate relationship. The word in Hebrew, this Father word we use in the Bible, is based on Abba. Father, no, Daddy, Daddy. That kind of intimate relationship, this word create. But somehow, religious organizations, when they formalize the religion in a former setting, they try to change the word and make some distance. But our God is not far from us. With the word, the Father created intimacy, who will do everything for their children. Do you know that? How about Almighty? We said, I believe. Creed means I believe, that word, right? In this creed, it started, I believe in God. I believe in God. What kind of God? The Father Almighty. Father shows the intimacy. And then the Almightiness, Almighty. If you remember what the name of God, my Almighty, is a Shaddai. That means mighty power can do everything for their children. Our Father. Father meaning willpower is there. Father will do everything for the children. Almighty shows that he can do everything for his children. And that means willpower is there. And then can-do spirit is there. If God is for us, who can against us? Because this Father, God, as a caring God, can say that I will do everything for the children. And he has the power to do it, even creating the earth and heaven and earth. Let's remember, let's recite the first line of the Apostles' Creed. I hope that end of this Apostles' Creed sermon series, you and I can recite the Apostles' Creed, not by looking at the screen, but by looking at our hearts and say the word with our conviction. So let's say that the first line, I will say the first, so remember, and then I'm gonna encourage to have a screen because I think so we need to engrave these statements into our heart one by one. And then Apostles' Creed. Creed means I believe. And that the Apostles' Creed start with I believe. Believe in what? I believe in God. What kind of God? The Father Almighty. The maker of heaven and earth. Okay, so let's say it together. First line, I believe. Ready? Go.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
If you and I truly believe this God to be our God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, we would blank. If you and I truly believe that this God is our truly God, the Father Almighty, who will do everything for us, who has all the power, who can do everything for us, what would we do? I would not complain about the situation, because my God, the Father, will resolve all the situation for me. Because God loves me. God wants me to be happy. You mother and father, do you want your children to be happy? If you do, say amen. Amen. That kind of heart, our God has it. Our God wants you to be a happy camper. That's why God sent His only begotten Son to give a joy, all the burdens and suffering we nailed on the cross with Jesus Christ. So we can have a joy of the salvation. Joy of the salvation. We die with Christ on the cross. We resurrect with Christ on Easter Day. You and I are Easter Christians, Easter disciples. Our God wants you to be happy. Our God wants you and me to be joyful. Unconditionally, because of His only begotten Son who has been sent to us. Here, due to the times, that I would like to have you, if you have a Bible, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. This one is the conclusion of the message for today. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. Probably I better to read it. If you wanted to read with me, please do so. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. It goes like this. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The point is this. The prophet Isaiah is making a point in here. Have you not heard? Do you not know? Don't you know your God? Have you not heard? You heard many things about God, your God. Don't you understand what kind of God you have? This is amazing, powerful God. You and I have as children of God. God will help. Focus on the power. Rely on God. Do not rely on yourself. If you and I have a hope in Christ, hope in this God, we are not going to go weary and tired. And just remember the children who are excited about something. They cannot go to bed the day before. Especially the preschool kids, they start to go just before the first day. Usually they cannot go to sleep because they are so excited they can go to school. I remember those days. And when I have some picnic yesterday was the day before the picnic day for the church. I was so excited. I couldn't go to bed that early. And then even people, choir, they got here 7 o'clock and 7:30. And they said that I was here too. And they said, what are you doing here? He said, your time is not up yet. You know, because I'm not a morning person. Everybody knows. But I got so excited today. I couldn't go to the bed because I was so excited. It is a kickoff day. It is an exciting day. Do you have that kind of zeal you have? How exciting it is to have God, the Father Almighty, who will do everything for us, who can do everything for us. And you even create a new world for us. Because God loves you and me so much. Let us remember what kind of God we believe. Let us recite it one more time, the first line of our belief. Let us recite it together. Ready? Go.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Amen. Let it be so.